Hurricane Louise heads towards the Leeward Islands. For Montserratians, it's the double concern of hurricane and volcano, and the hopes of Caribbean women as the UN Women's Conference gets underway. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Hurricane Louise is heading towards the Leeward Islands. Louise is the most powerful hurricane to emerge in what is the busiest storm season in the region in decades. Preparations to meet the hurricane were being taken from the Virgin Islands in the north to St. Lucia in the south. We'll hear from Montserrat and St. Martin in a short while. But first, Antiguan authorities were expecting to take the full brunt of Hurricane Louise. And I'm joined now by Michael Roberts, live on the phone from St. John's. Michael, when is Louise expected to reach you?
Well, we're experiencing him right now. It's been dreary, dark and overcast for about 3 hours now, and gusts have been estimated at up to about 30 miles per hour already. There hasn't been a lot of rain and wind so far, but rain and wind are expected to intensify later tonight, with the eye expected to pass by around 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
So how prepared are people in Antigua?
Well, all through last night and even more this morning, residents of St. John's could be heard nailing and hammering plywood over windows and storefronts to protect against flying debris. This morning, I can tell you, I went out to pick up a few canned food goods and found that almost everyone else had the same idea. Shelves were very empty. I can also tell you that by about 11 a.m., there wasn't a flashlight left on sale anywhere in Antigua.
Well, it's just after 5:15 Eastern Caribbean time. What do the streets of Antigua look like at the moment?
For the most part, the streets are deserted. People in Antigua seem to be taking this storm very seriously. We've been told this is the most serious hurricane to come this way in a long time. The airports were closed early this morning. Power has been off since about 10 a.m. And there are still a few adventurous souls on the roads, but everyone is settled into their homes, waiting to sit it out.
So how long are people expecting to have to sit this one out? Because we've been hearing that the hurricane's now slowing down.
Okay, it has slowed down to about 12 miles per hour. What that means for us, however, that we are likely to see even more of Louise through the night and into tomorrow. The eye is supposed to pass around 8 a.m., as I said, but hurricane force winds are expected through midday tomorrow.
So what's happening, Michael, in terms of local communications? Will people be able to hear national radio?
So far, it has been pretty good. They've told us that they have a pretty good backup system that will last for some time. However, we have been advised that should the local media go down, we had to tune into stations in Barbados and Puerto Rico, who will be able to keep us up to date as to the progress of the hurricane.
And what about the local security forces? Are they keeping an eye to make sure there's no last-minute looting or any problems like that?
I can't confirm that. However, this morning, the local defense force did seem to be have a presence out.
Thank you, Michael Roberts, live on the line from St. John's in Antigua. And Montserrat, with its volcano problems, is also in the path of Hurricane Louise. Later on in the programme, I'll speak to Governor Frank Savage about the state of the volcano. But earlier, I asked him how is Montserrat preparing for Hurricane Louise.
We are battening down the hatches. In fact, we started battening down the hatches yesterday. We're now at a very advanced stage, and I've asked people in Montserrat to be off the roads by 2 o'clock this afternoon. This hurricane's been coming at us, not just us, quite a lot of the Eastern Caribbean now for 3 or 4 days. We normally expect to see them veering off, but this one, because of a ridge of high pressure, it is to the north of us, has stayed very stubbornly on this line, and now it's probably too late for it to veer away.
Montserrat's Governor Frank Savage. And over in St. Martin, hectic preparations in anticipation of the winds of Louise have also been taking place.
I'm Mike Jarvis in Dutch St. Martin, where the islands of the Dutch Windwards, St. Martin, Sabre and St. Eustatius, are bracing themselves for the full fury of Hurricane Louise, now ominously poised to slam into the islands of the northeastern Caribbean between tonight and tomorrow, with winds in excess of 140 miles an hour. The state of preparedness evidenced for the passage of what was then Tropical Storm Iris seems to have served St. Martin well, up to this point at least, as protective material placed on several properties were not all removed. Of particular concern, however, for St. Martin would be flooding and surging seas. Considered vulnerable is the capital, Philipsburg, a sort of shopping center for the Eastern Caribbean, which is located on a strip of land of less than half a mile wide between the sea and a huge expanse of water called the Great Salt Pond. Authorities here are hoping for the best while expecting the worst. Damage to the harbor has not been ruled out, as well as the likelihood of the already overburdened infrastructure being severely affected. Property damage could also be high. At present, it's as if the island were under a state of siege, and metaphorically, that's just about the situation. Due to the fact that St. Martin supplies many of the islands in the northeastern Caribbean, it is not expected that there would be serious shortages after the hurricane, even if the harbor sustains considerable damage. However, it could not be immediately determined just how long these supplies would last for.
Mike Jarvis in Dutch St. Martin. In Dominica this morning, not much was being made of Hurricane Louise, but by afternoon, residents of that island were scrambling to get to a state of preparedness. Schools and government offices, along with business places, were closed, and Cabinet was meeting with the National Disaster Preparedness